This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Russian military police are beginning patrols on part of the Syrian border, quickly moving to implement an accord with Turkey that divvies up control of northeastern Syria. The Kremlin told Kurdish fighters to pull back from the entire frontier or else face another Turkish assault. The warning comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan struck a deal to share control of Syria's northeast. AP's Mike Gracia has more on the agreement.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, following a meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Iraq's defense minister tells the Associated Press the American forces withdrawing from Syria to Iraq will leave the country within 4 weeks. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg appears before Congress today to answer questions about his company's global ambitions. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Mark Zuckerberg has been summoned to testify before the House Financial Services Committee on Facebook's plan to create a global digital currency. Lawmakers from both parties and top regulators have criticized Libra, Facebook's proposed currency. They warn it could be used for illicit activity, such as money laundering or drug trafficking. Zuckerberg wants to reassure lawmakers that Facebook won't try to evade financial regulators as it prepares to launch Libra. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.